you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Hello, listeners. This is your morning host, Suzanne Whatley. And before we start this episode of the LA Report, we'd like to let you know that we want to hear from you, our listeners, about living through mega fires in California. Do you live with a disability and have needed to evacuate from a fire? Or have you had to shelter in your home as it burned around you? Our upcoming show, The Big Burn, could feature your experience. Call us at 313-444-BURN with your story or question. Again, the number 313-444-2876, or you can email us at thebigburn@laista.com. Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 10th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laista.com. Here's what's happening. The Los Angeles City Council took a final vote yesterday on an ordinance imposing a blanket ban on homeless encampments within 500 feet of schools and daycares, but not before LAPD officers detained two vocal spectators among the protesters in the chamber. KPCC's Phoenix So was there.
During public comment, a woman climbed over the benches to where the city council convenes and started shouting at city council members. LAPD officers detained her and a man in the audience. Activists in the audience shouted "let her go," then held their own public comment when city council went into recess. It was similar to last week's meeting when activists shut down city council for an hour, protesting the council's initial vote to expand an encampment ban known as 4118. Before the arrests, public commenter Steve Diaz spoke out against the amendment.
If it was really about children's safety, you would be investing more money in permanent supportive housing, wraparound services, and insurance.
But in a final vote, council members approved the measure 11-3. Council President Nery Martinez supports the ban and says outreach will expand, but it's up to city council members to utilize these resources in their districts. At City Hall, I'm Phoenix So.
A former UCLA gynecologist is now on trial on charges that he sexually abused and exploited seven patients at the campus student health center. A deputy DA yesterday told a jury in downtown Los Angeles in her opening statement that the actions of James Heaps were committed for sexual gratification. She called it one of the worst abuses of trust. A lawyer for the 65-year-old doctor countered that the examinations were for a legitimate medical purpose and that they were chaperoned by trained medical assistants. Both sides say that they will call in medical experts to bolster their sides of the case. Could $4 a gallon gasoline be a reality again for Angelenos? The average price in L.A. County is $5.43 for a gallon of gas. This is the lowest since March 7th. Auto Club spokesperson Doug Shoup says that a lot of it has to do with the lower cost of crude oil from well over $100 to below $90 a barrel.
Crude oil makes up about 60% of the price that we pay at the pump. So as crude oil prices drop, we end up seeing the pump prices fall as well.
This time last year, gas was just under $4.50 a gallon. Shoup says that he expects pump prices to drop more once kids are back in school after Labor Day. The federal climate, health, and tax bill called the Inflation Reduction Act is the largest single investment in U.S. history to address the climate crisis. That means a lot more money for cities and states. UC Irvine professor Michael Mendez does research focused on the climate crisis, public health, and environmental justice.
This legislation is definitely groundbreaking in terms of climate change action and putting a stronger focus on low-income communities and communities of color.
If the president signs it into law, which he likely will be doing, $250 million would be dedicated to communities that have borne the brunt of the climate and pollution crises, such as LA's port communities and neighborhoods inundated with oil wells. The City of LA's Water and Power Authority says Angelenos are conserving more water to face the drought. But there's a catch. It's getting hotter, and that means water use tends to go up. KPCC's Aaron Stone has more.
LA residents achieved another record month of water savings in July, reducing water use 11% from the same month last year. but the ongoing drought has left reservoirs where the city gets much of its water historically low. Lake Mead now stands so low, skeletons are being discovered in the lake bed. Anselmo Collins is the assistant water manager for LADWP. He says Angelenos are doing their part, but there's a long way to go.
So certainly the situation is quite serious. We're doing okay now, but we're not, you know, in the best situation yet.
Collins says California might have to face cuts from one of its main water sources, the Colorado River. To put a cherry on top, the atmospheric wave called La Nina is expected next year, and that usually means an abnormally dry winter. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
Some cities in Southern California facing double-digit rent hikes have been looking to pass new forms of rent control, but it's been a bumpy road, including in the city of Bell Gardens. KPCC housing reporter David Wagner has been following the story.
2 weeks ago, the City Council of Bell Gardens canceled a vote on a proposed rent control ordinance due to lack of a quorum. And Monday night, the vote was postponed again because two of the city's five council members didn't show up. Tenant advocates have been urging Bell Gardens and other cities to act because under state law, high inflation is now allowing rent hikes of up to 10% in cities that lack rent control.
The vote has been rescheduled. It's set to come up next at the Bell Gardens City Council meeting in 2 weeks. Governor Gavin Newsom has announced his support for legislation that would extend California's film and TV tax credit program through the year 2030, a move that would provide $330 million per year in tax credits for the industry. State Senator Anthony Portantino of La Cañada Flintridge co-authored the bill and says extending the program isn't just about luring production companies that have left for other states with bigger tax incentives. He says it's also about keeping LA's entertainment industry inclusive.
California's competitive, and so bring your projects here because we embrace women's health care, including reproductive freedom, and we embrace the industry. So you can accomplish both goals.
LA Mayor Garcetti has also voiced his support for the bill, which is set to go before the Assembly Appropriations Committee today. There's a chance of desert and mountain showers this afternoon and evening once again. At the beaches, afternoon high temperatures will be around 80 degrees. The LA Basin and inland Orange County will be in the low 90s. Coastal valleys, the Antelope Valley and the Riverside area will be in the mid to upper 90s. And the Coachella Valley will top out at around 105. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.